We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Amar, Rameya Oimer Afa Tzavua. We had a list in the Mishnah of Ze'ev, Ariv, Vadoi, Vanoma, Vabardlis, different wild animals that are Mu'ud Mitchilasoi, Vahanachosh, it says they also, and it says Rameya adds on Afa Tzavua, and Rabbi Elazar Oimer Afa Nachosh, and the kasha is that in the Mishnah it says, what's Rabbi Elazar's Shita? He says that all the other animals, if they have bnei tarbus, which means they are tamed, then they're not mu'adim besides for the nachash. And here, Rameir says afa tzavua, and Rabbi Elazar and afa nachash, it's mashma, the Rabbi Elazar agrees to the rest and just adds on nachash. V'hanan tanan, on top of the base, v'hanan tanan, Rabbi Elazar Eimer, bizman she bnei tarbus, einu mu'adim, v'hanachash mu'ad lo'ilam. It says that those are not a mu'adim, if the bnei tarbus, besides for nachash. So here, afa nachash sounds like he agrees to all the ones. And number two, you can ask another question, which the Gemara doesn't ask. It'll be like a silent question. The Gemara's question is also that what's Rabbi Elazar adding on afa nachash? It says nachash in the list of the Mishnah. So the Gemara loilam tani nachash. Rabbi Elazar just says nachash, which means to say Rabbi Elazar is saying the same thing he says in the Mishnah. He's saying all we have is nachash. The other ones are not amud loilam. So the Gemara writes Omar Shmuel Ari b'shus Rabim doras va'ochal poter taraf va'ochal chayiv. Doras va'ochal means that it didn't kill it first and then eat it. It ate it alive. So if it eats it alive, that is the normal way a lion eats its prey, by eating it alive, and therefore that's called shein. And shein in Rishurabim is potter. So Ari v'shusharabim doras va'ochal is potter, because that's classic shein v'shusharabim. Taraf va'ochal chayiv. Taraf va'ochal means it killed it first and then ate it, then yechayiv. It's chayiv actually, it should be chayiv, because it's a karen, it's lav orche. It does not usually kill its prey and then eat it, it just eats it alive. So here, it killed it first and then ate it, that's mashona, that's chatzi nezek, and chayiv shirav mechatzi nezek. And the Gemara explains, daras v'achal pata, given to orche, lemidras, havalei k'mosh, achal peiris v'yirakos, like it ate fruits and vegetables, the havalei shem v'shirav, that's called shem v'shirav mepata. Taraf lav orche, who? So then taraf is not orche. Taraf means you kill the first, then ate it, it's not orche, and therefore you pay, even a shirabim, actually you pay chatzi nezek, because it's a karen, but since it's not normal, it's chayim shirabim, it's not called shein. Right, the Gemara, lemeimra, the treifa lav orche, you tell me that if an animal, if a ari kills its prey first, that it's not called a, that's not called orche, is that true? The pasuk says not like that. The Mosna asked, the pasuk says not like that. Lemeimra, treifa lav orche, it says in the pasuk va'achziv aryeh toyrif b'dei geroisov. The lion tears up its prey for its cubs. That's what it says in the pasuk. So we see clearly that they're toyrif. And the Gemara, no, b'shvil geroisov. There, it's because of the cubs. It doesn't kill its prey for itself to eat, but it will kill its prey to save it for its cubs. And the Gemara has a similar question, right in the same pasuk. The pasuk says mechanek l'v'yosov, and it chokes. It chokes the animal, the prey, its prey, it chokes for Levaisov, for the lioness. So we see, it does kill first its prey and then eats it. My answer is no, but Shvil Levaisov, it does it for its lioness to bring it to itself, to bring it home for the lioness, but not for itself. For itself, it eats it alive. Pasuk goes further, Vayimale Teref Chayrov, it fills its pits, its chayrav, its caves with the prey. So we see again that it kills it first. And well, again, Taurus is posture. It will kill its prey and leave it and put it aside for later. That it will do. That is called. That is considered normal. The posture is further. It says. Ma'inasav means its abode where it stays. It brings its treva. Again, you see, it kills its prey. And the Gemara b'shul ma'inasav again, just to bring it to its ma'in, to it for its storage, that it will do. That it will do when it will kill the animal for that. But the Gemara has not a kasha. Va'tanya learned in a brisa. It says in a brisa like this: V'chein chaya shenichnasa lechotza hanizik. A chaya, which is a wild animal, went into the chotza hanizik. Tarfa behema va'achla basa. It was tarfa behema. It sounds like it killed the behema first and then ate the basa. Mesham le shalom. Pays le shalom. And the kasha is that if this is not regular, this is not normal, you should pay chatzi nezek. So why is saying nezek shalom? And for the Gemara, hachamay eskinon shetarfa lahiniach. Now, before we see the Gemara's teretz, you could have answered or go according to Rab Tarfa in the holds that you pay nezek shalom in the reshus hanizik. Be'etzim it is karen. You kill the first, so it's not a karen. I why pay nezek shalom? Because like it's like a tariff in the holes. You pay that much money in the reshus hanizik. You pay nezek shalom. So Taisus the Ramaskal Vatanya asks this question. The second half of the Ramaskal Vatanya, Taisus says, "V'lo yavam matzah shnuig the karav tariff in Asia." This is in the parasha of Tol Shane. We see Smashma, it's in the Brisa of Shane, so it sounds like we're talking about Shane. So Gemara's kasha is Lachaira, why is it Chayiv? It's abnormal, so it's be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek. And for the Gemara, Kamayaskinon, Shatarfa Lahoniach, that it tore into it and it put it aside. Frank Gemara, Ha'achlachtani, it says he tore it in Akla. Zakhtamar, no, because it changed its mind. The lion first tore it in order to save it. And the mice, at the end of the day, it changed its mind and ate the meat. Zakhtamar, I'm not Yadinan. You know, that's a story. Maybe this was planned in the beginning and it should be Karen, as number one. And it should be Chaver all right. That's number one. And number two, Vaid, the Shmuel Nami, every time Shmuel says that it's Tarfa Vachla, we say, Yechayev Hatzinazik. Why don't we say maybe it changed his mind? The Mahachiu, maybe it changed his mind. So Gemara says, you're right. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, let's talk them, Tony. You have to read the Braisa, let's talk them. And you read like this, Shatarfa lahaniach. Either Tarfa lahaniach, that's one case we pay Nezek Shalom and Shur Sanizik, or Darsav Achla, or Darsav Achla. So Achla is missing a word. Darsav Achla, it ate it alive, or Tarfa lahaniach, which means that it killed it in order to put it aside. Both these cases, Mishlema is Nezek Shalom. Ravina says, another pshat. That avada, the truth is that it is normal to kill it and then eat it. Ki kama Shmuel, when does Shmuel say that Shmuel says va'ari tarbas va'liro ozalama lav orche. It says Shmuel said that tarfa va'akla, the halacha is you pay in shirabim. You know what the case is? It's talking about va'ari tarbas. It's talking about a domesticated lion and free Rabbi Loza who holds that it's not orche, because it could be trained. So then you pay chatzin nezek, and it's not considered, it could be trained, so it's not normal. So it's pay chatzin nezek, because, even shirabim, because it's considered karet. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case of Shmuel, Ravina is saying Shmuel's talking about arit harvest, so then what's the difference between darsa va'akla or tara va'akla? Even darsa, fill darsa namil chayv, even if it eats it alive, it should be chayiv also. Why? Because it's not normal for it to kill, going by rita harbis. So even if it eats it up alive, it should be chayiv. We're answering that the case, when it kills it first, really that's normal. But here it's chatzin nezek, because the lion is domesticated. If it's domesticated, then even the first part of the movie says, where it says there, darsav achla, ate it alive, you should be chayiv also, because it's also karim, because it's also not regular. So tomorrow you're right. Ravina did not say his halacha on Shmuel. About the Shmuel, stick to the old Shmuel. Shmuel saying about talking about a wild lion. A wild lion, again, if he eats it alive, that is Shane. If it kills it first and eats it, then it's Chatzin Nezek, because it's not normal, and you pay Imrish to Rabim, and the Bryce is Lestadim. Ravina's going on something else entirely. Ella, the Ravina lava Shmuel Itma. Ella Amastita. Shmuel is going on the Bryce. Kitani Mastita. The Ravina is going on something else entirely. Ravina is going on the Braisa. He's going on something else. He's going on the Braisa. And he's saying that Braisa is talking about Arit Harbis. Because said in the Braisa that Yechayiv, V'nechen Chayiv, Shnichsel Chatzin Ezek, Tarfa Behem Vakla, Basa, Mishalam Nezek Shalom. So there, that Braisa, which was not going to say let's start them, we're talking about Tarfa Behem of Akla. And the question is, that l'chayra, tarfa behem v'akla, l'chayra, if it puts it aside, it shouldn't be chayiv nezek shalom. So answering, talking about arit harbis. But libra lozom olav orche, that it's not orche. Yachay, I feel daras nami, el masita, sorry, but libra lozom olav orche. Yachay, chatzin nezek b'yosh lumei, it should be chayiv chatzin nezek. So the Gemara, that yayit, it was a mood already. Yachay, my high dik toni like avitol l'shein, why is it saying gavit the told us l'shein? Why is it in the braisa by shein? You've told the Karen by the Misti, Kasha, Shver. So Ravina would try to do is, Ravina try to say that the Braisa of Bechein Chaya is talking about Rit Harvest. And that's why there, it's Chayiv, there, even though it did something that's not normal, therefore it's Chayiv, it's a Rit Harvest because it's not a normal thing. and that's the reason for the Braisa. But the question was, why is she paying Nezek? Shalom, she's paying Chatzin Nezek. On that, the Gemara's tarets is that the ayayid are getting moved. But the question is that if we're talking about keren, we're talking about a reet harvest, and then it turns, and if a reet harvest, which means the domesticated animal damages, then really that's keren. So what's doing in the toldos of Shein? So the Gemara says, you're right. And Chanami, you're right. And we have to taka. We have to take a kasha because it doesn't belong here, and therefore it blives a kasha on Ravina. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Ma bein tam lemuud, ela sha tam hasham chatzi nezik megufoy, umuud mashalim nezik shalom min aliyah. The Mishnah says, what's the difference between tam and muud? The difference is that a tam pays chatzi nezik, and it pays megufoy, and muud pays nezik shalom and aliyah. Two differences between tam and muud, chatzi nezik and the difference of megufoy. And like we learned before, there might be other nafkumis between tam and muud. There might be chatzi koifer or moide beknas, like we saw on the Gemara before. Zokta Gemara Vayta. So our Mishnah says that a muud pays min aliyah, which means it pays from his own pocket, not from megufoy. Megufoy means that you pay from the sharif. The sharif that damages the mazik was worth less than chatzi nezik. You don't pay chatzi nezik. You only pay megufoy. Mashenkein, if a muud pays nezik shalom, pays min aliyah, pays the full damages from the aliyah, which the Gemara will talk. What's aliyah? My aliyah. The Gemara, what does it mean aliyah? Omrav lozav and mu'ulos shem nechasav. It pays with the best of its properties. The best. You don't have to take dafka from the shor itself, from the best of the properties. Now, where do you see the word aliyah means the best of your properties? The Gemara will bring rise from sukkim. Chenu Omer, it says in the pasuk regarding when Chizkiyah put his father. Chizkiyah, when Chizkiyah was laid to rest, which means Chizkiyah was buried, Vayishkav Chizkiyah im avayisav Vayikberu b'malei kibrei b'nei David, that Chizkiyah lay with his fathers, and it says they buried him in the Maila of the Kvarim of b'nei David. What does it mean b'malei? What does that mean? Eitz ha'ma'ulam sh'mishvacha. It means together with the finest and the best of the family. Who was that? David Shlomo. So you see, Ma'ula means, and there the word is Ma'alei, it means the best of the family, and it means the best of Yenachosim as well. Zokta Mara Vayter, this pasuk is talking about the when they buried King Asa, I think it is. It says, V'yikru b'kvurayisav, asher karlo b'ir David, v'yishkevehu mishkav, asher milei b'somim v'zonim. Rashi says, ba'asa melech Yehuda. We're talking about Asa melech Yehuda. That's what we're referring to when we're talking about this burial. And it says they buried him together with Mile Besamim Uznim. My Besamim Uznin, Rav Elazar Omer, Zini. Different types of perfumes. Besumim Achmeni Omer, Besamim Shkom Reach, Bahem, Boil De Zima. The word Zini is not coming from different choices, different types. The word Znim means here, a lashon of Zima. They're perfumes that cause people who smell them to fall into Zima. Zokta Mara Vayta, another drasha of Rav Elazar and Shmuel Achmeni. It says in the pasuk of Yirmiyahu that Yirmiyahu was saying about the Eden, that they did, what they do to him, ki karu shucha lachteini pachim tomal ragli, which means they dug a pit to trap me and hid traps by my feet. Rav Elazar Aima, what does that mean? Shachastu mezayna. From Rashi, karu shucha means they were chayshed him, they suspected him of being with a zayna. That they suspected him for Eshesish. And the Farshim explained because they had the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. They suspected him as well because they said that Yirmiyahu and Moshe Rabbeinu, they were perished from the wife. Why? Because someone who's a Navi has to be perished from the wife. They can't be Tameh. So he said, how is it possible someone not to be with their wife for so long? It must be they're being Mizana. Of course, it wasn't true. But that's what they suspected them for. Chas v'Shalom was not true, but that's what he was davening to Hashem, saying, they're making up stories about me. And the lashon was karu shucha lachteni. So Gemara Bishlam Adi Amar Shachstu Mezayna. Fidam Adi Amar holds that the choshim from Mezayna. We understand the lashon shucha hainu chsev, because the pasuk says ki shucha muka zayna. There is a pasuk that says that a zayna is a deep pit. That's what a zayna is. So you see, use lashon pit by a zayna. So therefore also in the pasuk of Yirmiyahu it says ki karu shucha lachteni. They dug a pit to trap me. It's referring to zayna. Elam Adi Amar Shachstu Mezayish. Where do you find the Eishesish is called a shucha? My shucha, what does the shucha mean? Zok tomorrow, what do you mean? If a married woman is being mazana, you think it's not called a zayna? It also is called a zayna. So that could also be included in the word of shucha. Zok tomorrow, that's what it says further on in the pasuk. You know how everyone is plotting against me to kill me. But if you say that we're going according to Vandiyama Zaina, we know Aches ish. If someone is Mizanu Aches ish, it's Chayev Misa. But someone, Yirmiyahu was a Kayan, like Rashi says, Yirmiyahu was a Kohen, and he was mizana with a Zoyna. It's not Rashi. Taisa says Yirmiyahu Kohen hayo Zoyna Ashur Kohen. Taisa the one who says that Yirmiyahu was a Kohen. So, but if someone's mizana, if a Kohen's mizana with a Zoyna, it's only a lav. It's not chayiv misa. So the madam is achdu mizayna ma'ilamavus. What's the lashon called? It's also ma'ilamavus. Special from says she chayiv misa feishish. But Zoyna, which is only chayiv lav, what's the chayiv misa? So Gemara answers, "Shastichu lebe'er tif." It says there's a story with Yirmiyahu that they threw him into a pit of cement, and because he was predicting that Yerushalayim will fall to Bavel, and the people in his palace, they held that he was undermining the war effort, and therefore they held he was chayiv misa. And they put him into a pit of cement. So that's what it means that they planned to kill him. Doros Rava, what's the pshat in the pasuk? That's the end of that pasuk of Lamavas. The pasuk says like this: V'at Hashem Yidato es kol atzosim lai Lamavas al techaper la avoinam v'katosim afanecha al tamchi v'yimuchsholim afanecha be'is avchas abehem. Says in the pasuk, "You muchsholim afanecha be'is avchas abehem." Let them stumble in front of you and deal with them when you are angry. Even when they are doing tzedakah, still, make sure it does not work. Even when they're doing good things, make them land up giving people tzedakah that are not worthy, they're not royal for tzedakah, kadesh le'kablu aleihem schar, in order they should not be mekabel schar. That's why he was saying that, yimachshom fanecha. Fanecha is a lotion of tzedakah, as Rashi says, lefanecha tzedakah, as Taisa says rather, fanecha tzedakah, the Taisa shenema v'holoka fanecha tzedakah, that fanecha is lotion tzedakah. So yimachshom fanecha, when they come to give tzedakah, be machshol them to give people she'ena milganim, and this way they won't get the schar for the tzedakah.